Hello, I'm Abe, and this is GoJamieLeeWorks.com. It's great to have you here. You know that feeling that, my life is sort of humdrum, I don't really like what I'm doing, or you're sort of like coasting along and you're not really engaged in life, you're not engaged in what you're doing? Well, I have 5 tips here for bringing your game, bringing whatever you do up to world class. Whether you're, you know, a business owner owning your own business and engaging in that way, creating products, or you work at a company and you have to take care of what seems like a mundane routine part of the system that they're, you know, that's keeping that company helping and providing for other people. Or maybe you're a parent raising a family or in your relationships, whatever it is, I have 5 tips to bring the best of yourself into wherever you are in the workplace, in your family, whatever it is that you're doing. Number 1, I recommend that you do what you love to do, okay? And I know it sounds a little bit cliche, and you work where your passion is, and some people say, well, you just have to work hard, you just have to find something that's, you know, either makes money or gets the results, and I think it's a little bit of a cross between the two, and in some cases you may have to do something that you don't really love for a period of time, but even then you can be engaged and you can really give it your best. I would say work towards finding something that you really enjoy doing. I think that really makes a difference in bringing your A game. The second tip that I have is have a vision for what you do. Okay, even if you're having to work through something that's not your favorite or where you want to be, know that it's getting you somewhere. You want to provide for your family and you want to be able to give them the best that life has for them, or you want to help a company to reach some amazing goals that you really personally believe in, or you're a business owner, you want to create a product that's gonna impact these people in an amazing way. Have a clear vision of where you're going. Maybe you want to reach a certain amount of money so that you can invest in something very important. Whatever it is, have a vision, and that vision turns around the motivation and the reason for why you're there. Your why should make you cry. All right, now the next one is remember this simple thing: when you're down and you're not really doing well, how you do anything is how you do everything. So if you're cutting corners, you're showing up late, things are disorganized, you don't really plan well, or you don't really take the time to take care of yourself and invest in yourself so you can do your best, it's not going to be just in your workplace, it's not going to be just in your job, it's going to bleed into other areas of your life, into your relationships, into your family, into your personal time, and vice versa. All right, number 4 is the 55 rule. Do 50 minutes of work, take a 5 minutes of break. Science has been showing more and more that our attention span and our ability to focus is shrinking and getting smaller and smaller. And 50 minutes is really a good optimal time to be able to put a lot of energy into something, take a break, come back, put another 50 minutes into it, take a break, come back. You'll find that you'll be able to give your all a world class. All right, now number 5, and I think this is a really big important one that a lot of people, they overlook. And they think that they could just go work harder, work harder, work harder, and just give it, burn the candle at both ends, get 4 jobs and just give everything, and that they're gonna be able to keep a high level of commitment, or they're gonna be able to do quality work, or they're gonna be able to really be engaged at world class, and that's really not the case. You need to rest, you need time to relax, you need downtime, you need to unwind, you need your mind to come out of all of that energy, all of that producing and giving, so that you can come back again and give it your best shot tomorrow and the day after, for as long as you need to reach those visions, to reach those goals. Be sure to take time for those special things. Take time for things like relaxation, for good sleep, good 8 hours of sleep at night. Take time to meditate. Take time to exercise. Wow, exercise is a life changer for me. I know when I'm not getting my exercise and things don't go well, I can go back to that and I can get my A game back on. All right, well, here's your quote for today. Where victims see adversity, extreme achievers see opportunities. That's from Robin Sharma. All right, now here's your affirmation for today. Post it by your bed. That's where I recommend putting it. Look at it in the morning when you wake up. Say it 3 times when you wake up, 3 times when you go back to bed, and really put some emotion into it and feel it. I am becoming more and more motivated every single day. Hey guys, this is Abe. Did you like this episode? If you did, there are 3 things you can do right now to continue your journey. First, you can subscribe to this channel right here so that I can send you videos on a weekly basis to change your life. Second, you can get my brand new cheat sheet by clicking on the button right here. Third, you can go over to my website and sign up for my newsletter so that I can send you free offers, free programs, free products, new podcasts, and everything else that we don't do on this channel right here. If you'd like to do that, please click on any of these buttons that you see right here. I look forward to seeing you on the next video. Until then, go out there and continue to take steps towards your dream as you live a life that really matters.